Mayor Stevens, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Tom. It's good to see some clear skies momentarily in the east.
Yeah, at least we can do that. It is nice and kind of brisk out there. Your day started early on Saturday, getting people out, your staff getting some of the drainage areas closed. But the water that was in the streets went to the creeks, the ditch, then the creeks, and now to the river. And you're looking to Wednesday now.
We are looking to Wednesday. We're expecting the Big Muddy to crest at 39.5 feet from midday Wednesday to midday Thursday. Flood stage is at 22 feet. The record high was 40.5 feet in 2011, so we'll be about a foot under the record. And we sort of know what to expect from that experience in 2011, and that's really helping inform our plans this time around. In fact, we have a staff meeting, department head meeting with water and street and wastewater this morning, and so we're going to be coordinating that and making sure we cover all of our bases.
One of the things from over the weekend, the sheer amount of water, Murfreesboro, you know, you got high, low, Murfreesboro, you got a little bit of everything because you go down to the park and you're right on the river, but you got, you know, you're above town, above water level there in the center of town. So recent, and I say recent, items that took years to accomplish in Murfreesboro have seen some payoff this weekend in how Murfreesboro stands up to the flood. There are two particular areas there that I think are of interest.
Absolutely. The wastewater treatment plant was a $15 million project, and it is up and running and complete, and it is up out of the floodplain now, which is a great help to the city of Murfreesboro. In 2011, we had to have helicopters fly sandbags in to protect the plant. We don't have to have that worry this time around, and so that leaves us with just a few areas that we expect are going to be impacted, perhaps a few trailers at Mobile Ranch, also Shoemaker Drive, a few homes potentially. The wastewater treatment employees may have to boat in and out of one section of road that still floods, and we're in the process of upgrading that particular road. And so these are the things that we're planning for currently that we know are going to be impacted, and we've been coordinating with Jackson County EMA, planning for sandbags and things of that nature. So we're looking forward to Wednesday and Thursday in terms of making our plans, and I think we've got the right ones ready to go.
All right, so when it comes to Saturday morning, the torrential downpour, you had some streets and places that I can't ever remember flooding. And, you know, I've been in Murfreesboro on and off since I moved there in 1987.
Well, it was incredible. You know, we had 9 inches of rain from 7 p.m. Friday night to approximately 7 p.m. last night. And I was talking to some guys who have been working in the city of Murfreesboro for 40 years. And they said that there were places where water was pooling, backing up, that they'd never seen. We had a culvert completely wash out on Logan Street. And our guys, I was proud of the work they did getting down there and getting it replaced. Because the things you worry about, particularly with floodwater, are people who live on the end of roads that have only one access point in and out. It's not that these folks can't take care of themselves for a period of time, but somebody has a medical emergency or something of this nature, and ambulances aren't able to get there, trucks aren't able to get there. You know, those are our primary concerns, and we work the hardest to target those areas and fix those areas first and then get to everything else. And so that's how we kind of have to prioritize things. And it was tough, frankly, Saturday, because we had a lot of places and we only have so much staff.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I'm surprised nobody's pointed out up until now is the fact that Texas, I mean, you can literally go down the list of places that where people died. Arkansas, Missouri, Mississippi, Arkansas. You got people missing, people dead, 15 at this count, and a lot of missing people at this point in some of these other locations. That was all part of the storm system that came through here. We didn't have anybody lose their life.
Well, we're thankful for that. And, you know, one of the things that, for whatever reason, I just don't know that people take flooding quite as seriously as we do other weather events. And it points, you know, to the fact that if you have neighbors, friends, folks that maybe, you know, aren't particularly tuned in to the media or things of this nature, you know, go check on them. Ask them if they know what's coming. You know, folks that are in low-lying areas and things of this nature, because we don't want anybody to lose their lives. And frankly, it's incumbent upon all of us as individuals to get out and kind of be just aware of our neighbors and our friends and make that phone call, because that's how lives get saved beyond what we as government officials can do.
All right. Hey, I got to run, Will. Thanks for your time this morning, and best of luck. You and I will talk again closer to Wednesday, okay? And we'll see what we got stacked up so we can pass on any info you have. All right, buddy?
Thank you, Tom. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks, Will. That was Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens. Once again, thanks, Will. 628, day 121, 244 remain. Couple Appreciation Day, Executive Coaching Day, Frequent Flyer Day, Global Love Day, Keep Kids Alive Drive 25 Day, Law Day, Loyalty Day, May Day, Melanoma Monday, Mother Goose Day, National Chocolate Parfait Day, National Purebred Dog Day. Is this what May 1st is all about? New Homeowners Day, Phone In Sick Day, Save the Rhino Day, School Principals Day, Silver Star Service Banner Day, worthy of that, and Worthy Wage Day. By the way, HBO's got a special tonight, maybe some interest to you. This Drug May Kill You. It's a special presentation about the opiates and the epidemic of deaths from opiate abuse. Tim McGraw on the birthday list for today, 50. The mega concert tour gets underway this year. Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney. Also, Ray Parker Jr. You just almost have to say Ghostbusters after you say his name. 63. John Woo, the director, gave us Mission Impossible movies, Face Off. Rita Coolidge, the singer, 72. And Ann Robinson, she was in War of the Worlds, the one they did in 1953. Also, Sonny James, the late country singer, songwriter. Joseph Heller, he wrote Catch 22. Jack Parr, the original Tonight Show host, and Glenn Ford. Great stuff. One of the great actors. And, of course, later in his career, Jonathan Kent in The Superman, created in 1978. And Martha Jane Canary Burke. They called her Calamity Jane. Born in the state, 1853. It's now 6:29. News Radio WJPF. Increasing clouds in 56, but nice enough to see the blue skies this morning. Looking at these rainfall totals, you know, you see 9.7, 10 inches right through southern Illinois. Carmi about 7.51. Mount Vernon about 5.5. Get around Sykeston, 5.62, but you get right through the center of southern Illinois on that 13th thing, 9.71. A little spot right there in the center. Just east of Carbondale in particular.